you know, again, you're always analyzing, you're always looking, you're trying to find different things. But as far as, you know, holding someone back, Andre Pavlik's part of the Winnipeg Jets. He's part of this team. No one person on this team is greater than, you know, than the sum of its parts. And as a group, we certainly recognize that there's lots of areas of improvement. I think Paul's touched on it in some aspects of his year-end conference. And, you know, again, those are things that we have, you know, lots of discussions. And Andre is one of those players. He's, you know, he's relatively a young goaltender when it comes to being a starting goaltender. And when you take give, you know, those young players those opportunities to excel, there's going to be some bumps along the way. But like any professional athlete, the onus is upon them to take care of all the things that they need to do. The onus is upon, you know, the coach and the organization to, you know, put a plan in place to have players being able to succeed, you know, in the course of being a team. You know, as far as statistical data, you know, we could sit here and have debates, you know, all day about different, you know, different percentages or different goals against or, you know, for goaltenders or plus minus or different statistical analysis for a lot of different players. You know, at the end of the day, everyone gets judged on the results. And, you know, if you take, if we sat there and talked about, you know, broken into 10-game segments, I'm sure there's some great segments there and you know, that Andre would have had. And you take some other 10-game segments and there's probably some ones that he'd like back. But I think you have to look at also what's going on with the team. And you know, I go back to a little bit of my statement here earlier on here. There's a lot of things that happened to this team here. There was a point in time where everyone, you know, we were left by the side of the road for, you know, for dead. And you know, there was a somewhat of a resurrection with this group. And then, obviously, we hit a situation where, you know, we ran into to a lot of injuries. And when you do that, you know, the real truth comes out is the depth of your organization. You look at all the teams that that hit the injuries, you know, this year, and I think we finished third in man games lost this year to injuries. And, you know, the teams that maybe finished above us and right around us, if you take a little bit of an analysis of where they're at, you know, the ones that were able to sustain those kind of injuries, they had the depth within their organization to be able to do it. You know, when one of their big guys went down or someone went down, you know, the player that they were bringing in was ready to play in the National Hockey League, but not only ready to play, but ready to contribute. And that speaks to, you know, to an organization that, you know, has been able to grow and have that depth. That's what we're striving for here. That's what the draft and development plan, you know, it tries to incorporate. But you need to get those players, you need to draft them, you need to put them into your organization, you need to let them have time to grow, and then you need to let them, you know, come into the National Hockey League and contribute when they're ready. If you try to push them when they're not ready, you're going to get the results that are going to disappoint you.